Hi everyone, Jason here. On May the 14th, Stephen and myself will be appearing with the one and only Mark Lewison at the Pavilion Theatre in Dunleary, Dublin. We're going to be celebrating 60 years of A Hard Day's Night, and we would love you to join us. For tickets, go to paviliontheatre.ie or nothingisrealpod.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Nothing Is Real, a podcast about the Beatles. Everybody thinks they know the Beatles, but how much do we really know? My name's Jason Carty.
My name's Stephen Cockcroft.
And we're live on tape from Dublin. This is a miniature post-it note episode, which we are here because we are putting our Wednesday episode out on Thursday this week because we are celebrating the release of Peter Jackson's The Beatles Get Back, which is streaming on Disney Plus as a three-part docuseries event from November the 25th. And we have seen a preview, but we can't tell you about it until tomorrow. We'd love to tell you about the bit where...
And then that other thing where that happens.
And that moment, you know, with
That was good.
The Hobbit.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic. But we can't. But we have a preview under our belt, and we're going to talk about it in 24 hours' time because we have waited a long time for this.
It's been a long journey.
Well, this thing has been hanging over us as a presence for as long as we've been doing the podcast, really, which is since the start of 2019.
Since the beginning of time.
Although the beginning of 2019 does feel... like about two decades ago at this point. But, you know, Peter Jackson has delivered something for fans, and it is, when it began, it seemed like a good idea. We were told about it on January the 30th, 2019. That's when Apple celebrated the 50th anniversary of the rooftop gig by putting out the statement. And where were you on that day?
I was in the street. I was in the street looking up at the roof.
Yeah, not just in any old street.
Not in any old
streets.
I was at 3 Savile Row.
Yeah, looking up with other
Beatles
types.
Fans and TV crews from around the world, and we stopped the traffic.
But nothing happened, right?
No.
There was no like looky likies on the
Paul
roof
didn't turn up. There was a band turned up and stood on the steps and played songs, not the rooftop gig. They played Beatles.
Well, it's now a store, isn't it?
It's an Abercrombie & Fitch. Can we say that? Will they send us free stuff?
I hope so.
And it was great. I mean, it was a really great atmosphere. It was freezing cold, I have to say. It was absolutely...
Well, it gives you an idea of how bitter it would have been.
If it had been like on the roof, it must have been worse.
But on that day, we were told that Peter Jackson, Apple put out a statement saying Peter Jackson he's going to take the Get Back footage and he's going to stroke Let It Be footage and he's going to recraft a new documentary movie out of it. And I don't mean to take credit for the idea, but I did hypothesize that a Let It Be box set 50th anniversary edition should have a recut Let It Be movie called Get Back that told the story totally differently.
You did. And I think you were the only person in the world that thought that.
Nobody else has had that idea except me. Everybody was happy with the status quo.
Nobody wanted change. Nope. You and Peter Jackson.
So when that was announced, like many people, I thought of Peter Jackson's credentials, his technical credentials with his World War I documentary and all the rest. And I thought, well, this could be interesting. And we were told that we were getting a movie and the movie would have the rooftop gig in it. And then all the Beatle fans started doing the maths thinking, well, if the rooftop gig is 42 minutes and the movie is about 200 minutes, that means we're only going to get like 70 minutes of
that's no good.
Rehearsal footage. That's no good. And... but we were also told that we were going to get the Let It Be movie remastered as well.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love.
Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Wait, that's a message that's slipped away.
That seems to disappear slightly.
The Let It Be movie is not getting mentioned.
No.
Because we're here to talk about The Beatles Get Back, directed by Peter Jackson on Disney Plus. From November the 25th. But then, as we know, the world and our podcast has taken a circuitous course from January 2019 to November 2021. And I was kind of mapping this out earlier on, you know, because we were told that Jackson was doing this movie in January 2019. And then we were told that, you know, there was the book was coming as well later in that year. But the next big change was in March 2020. And in March 2020... literally right at the start of
the incident
on the 11th of March 2020, it was announced that Disney have partnered with Apple and Peter Jackson's Wingnut Films to deliver The Beatles Get Back. That was the first time Disney got mentioned.
Yes.
And at that point, something that's also quite funny is that when this was originally announced, Disney Plus didn't even exist.
That's, yes, I mean, I only realised that when I was looking at your different coloured ink timeline.
I've got a system, trust me.
I can see that.
Yeah. But like back in January 2019, there was no Disney Plus, you know? And even, you know, Disney Plus started at the end of 2019 in the US. It started in spring 2020 in Europe and most other parts of the world. And this announcement came on the 11th of March 2020 that Disney have partnered with you know, Apple and Peter Jackson, and this movie is going to come out in September 2020. That's what we were told in March 2020. And we all went like, hooray!
And we adjusted our lives and expectations accordingly.
We thought, well, that's great. We, you know, nothing is going to spoil our plans at all to get this movie over the line. And there was a bit of chatter about, ooh, this Disney Plus, this new thing. When is it going to be on Disney Plus? I don't know. But we were all setting our watches for September 2020. And then on June the 12th, 2020, when we'd had a couple of weeks of the incident and things were quite slowed down, you know.
A little.
Yeah, digital supply chains were broken up. We got this kind of devastating news that the Hey Beatle fans were moving it to August 2021.
Of all the terrible things that have happened in the last, that was the worst.
This is the worst thing that can happen. Well, I don't know. Throughout all of, you know, the unpleasantness related to the incident, I think we've all, as human beings, have hung our hat on certain future dates to say, if I can get to this thing on that future date, everything's going to be fine, you know? My Elton John gig from December 2019, from December 2020, that's been rescheduled to March 2023. That's a bit far away. But The Beatles Get Back and also the ABBA reunion singles were two things. So I was like, well, when these things happen, everything will align. Everything will be A-OK. So we were told, yeah, in June 2020, guys, we just can't do it. It's going to be in August 2021. And Peter Jackson has said that this actually is a bit of a benefit.
Yes. So he had more time in the editing room.
Yeah.
We should be pleased. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't know what everyone's complaining about, really, about the whole lockdown thing.
You're suggesting he should withdraw this from release and spend another 6 months?
Well, we were lucky, as well as having seen a preview of The Beatles Get Back, we also got to sit in on a press conference which he was giving out, where he did talk about having this extra year, and he does have a fantastic facility in New Zealand, and he got to spend, you know, all of this time
locked down with the Beatles.
You know, Paul was in rockdown and Peter Jackson was in proper lockdown. He didn't get a pun out of it. But it did sort of, you know, there was a bit of mumbling around Beatle fans to say, well, actually, what exactly are we gonna get?
What are we getting? Because it was a movie at this stage.
It's still a movie.
And
it's still a movie. You know, it's still unclear you know, whether it's still a movie, but we all still think it's a movie when we get to December 2020. And that's when he puts out the montage, whatever it is, the 4 or 5 minute montage, Christmas week 2020. And we all remember how exciting that was.
That was very exciting. That was because you suddenly thought, look at the color of John's shirt. What? That's not the shirt he was wearing in Let It Be. And the colors and the colors and the clarity and the colors. Well, Jason, the colors.
What I remember is, I remember thinking the night before we had recorded our review of 2020.
Yes, I do remember that.
And we were like, well, I don't think anything's going to happen for the rest of the year. And then they dropped that clip. And I was like, oh, God damn
it. It's like
Jackson.
They knew.
But interestingly, Jackson has said at this press conference, you know, people were asking him about that he intentionally, you know, some people saw that clip and they thought, oh, they're going to rewrite history and make, you know, take away the dourness of Let It Be and it's just going to be a joke and a fun time.
That was really the first time I was conscious of negative comments.
Yeah.
Where, you know, what is Peter Jackson going to do here? And this is Apple rewriting history. And we've had this with the White Album where, you know, it wasn't that they were all working in separate studios and they were all falling out. That was a jolly old time as well. And now Peter Jackson is going to make Let It Be a jolly time. And this is terrible. And if you looked at that 4 minute clip, which I have looked at more than once.
Oh, enough.
It does set a tone, but he explained his thinking.
Yeah, what did he say? Because he was asked about that.
He was asked about that specifically, and he said, you know, the world was in a bad place and the Beatles cheer people up, and I deliberately created that to cheer the world up, because that's what the Beatles do. The Beatles cheer up the world.
Yeah, that's exactly it, which I thought was really sweet. He said he thought about, you know, after what a crazy year 2020 was, you know, people were wondering what he was up to. And yeah, he wanted to deliver something that was intentionally joyful. The Beatles arriving to save the day, to make everybody happy. And it wasn't, he's very clear to say it was a montage. It was not a trailer. It was not an overview. It was nothing. It was just basically to show people what's in there, put in such a way to cheer everybody up. And it certainly was a revelatory in terms of how it looks. You're like, oh my God, he's actually going to... That really got me excited.
Yes. And I mean, there is something incredibly charming and sweet about the idea that, well, what the world needs in the bad times is the Beatles to come along and save the day. And you think, well, yes, it did kind of do that.
Yeah, and part of me was kind of feeling at the time, you know, the original Let It Be didn't come out on time either and it was a disaster. And part of me was a little bit worried. Mm. That footage, certainly that Christmas week, I watched it over and over again. The kids were late for school that day because I was like, kids, gather around, because it came out in the morning time.
One more time.
Yeah.
We can't leave yet.
And grabbing them by the lapels. Don't you know what this means? And then we watched all of that and, it did set us up. But then there's a little bit more radio silence. And the next kind of bit of news that we get, because we're all still aiming for, we still think it's a movie. Mm-hmm. We still think it's, there still is it in cinemas? Yep. You know, the movie business totally changes in 2021 with, you know, paid release on Disney. You know, Disney Plus brings in all these kind of paid streaming, or, you know, some HBO Max puts out movies the same time as the cinema in the States. So everybody's kind of messing with the form. We're like, well, where is this thing going to land? Mm-hmm. You know, we all want to see it in the cinema, or do we? And then it's not until the 17th of June 2021, which is kind of weeks out from the August release date, that they say, actually, here's the deal. Here's what's happening. 3 nights. Docuseries event, 6 hours plus, and it's going to be on Disney Plus for streaming. And at that point, I was pretty happy because I thought, okay, I know the cinema is nice and everything, but if I had to go with, you know, a 2 hour compromise versus hours and hours and hours of the full story, there's enough there that hours and hours and hours of the full story is what we need.
Plus, you get to watch it in your dressing gown.
Get to watch it in my dressing gown. And well, it's also, you know, Jackson also said at the press conference that, you know, he wanted to put in as much as possible. He didn't want stuff to be locked away for another 50 years. And he, you know, wanted to get it out there. And once he realized that that's the way the wind was blowing, he took that chance.
I'm on board. I'm absolutely on board with that. I would much rather, if it has to be a 6 hour plus.
Yep.
Then, so be it. I don't want this stuff locked away for another 50 years.
Yeah. And so I think, you know, we should be glad, you know, we've talked before, particularly with the Beatles anthology, about how, but also throughout their career, about how they delivered their message was matched by the technology available at the time. Records, satellite broadcasting for All You Need Is Love, you know, solid state recording. And then when, you know, Anthology comes out, it's you know, it's pre-YouTube, but, you know, it's home video and double CDs. And now I think they're delivering something that matches the medium that it comes out in. It's something that you can watch in 4K, Dolby Atmos, at your own leisure on your big home, you know, setup. You can go back and watch it in chunks, or, you know, watch it, rewatch it, go back and dive into your favorite bits again. That they've created something that matches the medium. And maybe there is a cinema version in the future that could be drawn down. I don't know.
Well, we know there's a 100-minute
that is true
premiere that they've had. And as we sit here today, there's a picture on social media of Stella McCartney with Julian Lennon and Sean Lennon watching the premiere in America.
Yeah.
So,
which is wonderful.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think the medium of streaming allows us to have this kind of very full picture of what happened. I mean, I think, you know, when you think about how long the anthology was versus how much we're going to be offered here, it's amazing what we're going to get. And so that, you know, that was announced in June 2021. We were told November the 25th is day one of 3 days of release. And we're there now.
We're here.
Yes.
And I think one of the things that Jackson said was that originally the intention had been to do this as a weekly thing, but he was very insistent that it shouldn't be done that way, that it should be done on three consecutive nights.
Yeah.
And I think that's absolutely the right thing as well.
I think it's the way to enjoy it. And so, as we say, folks, we have seen a preview, but we just can't tell you stuff yet. That's the deal that we have made. But it'll be in just over 24 hours that we'll be able to go into things a little bit more
fully.
All will be revealed. So, you know, make sure you're subscribed and ready and available in all the usual places. And for the next 24 hours, you can incessantly poke us on social media to grab us by the ankles and shake us out the window to see what it is we know and what we've seen. But it's very good. Okay, so that's it, I think, for
you
now.
You really want to say more, don't you?
Listen, I'm chomping at the bit, but we'll get it all down and you'll hear us tomorrow telling you all about Peter Jackson's The Beatles Get Back, which is streaming on Disney Plus across 3 nights. It's a 3-part docu-series event, November 25th, 26th and 27th. Subscribe on DisneyPlus.com. It's part of your regular subscription. You don't even have to pay anything extra. It's 4K. It's Dolby Atmos. It's fantastic.
What's not to love?
What's not to love? And, you know, we'll be back in 24 hours with a more fulsome appreciation of what Peter Jackson has done for the Beatles. Is that fair enough?
That's fair enough.
I think that's fair enough. My lips are sealed.
Your lips are sealed.
I'm going to go back into the wardrobe for another 24 hours.
That's it. Go and pick your dress and go out and do the outro.
Let's do the outro. We're available in all the usual places. Twitter at Beatles Pod, the Nothing's Real Facebook group that Stephen runs, the website www.nothingisrealpod.com. We have our subscriber tier where we've got about a whole parallel universe series of episodes from Nothing Is Real. That's on Acast. That's also available through the website. William with the Instagram, the TikTok that never puts up any TikToks. Just go to the website and find us there. But for now, I'm Jason Carty.
I'm Stephen Cockcroft.
And this has been Nothing Is Real. We'll see you tomorrow with Peter Jackson's The Beatles Get Back. Thanks for listening to Nothing Is Real. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you did, why not become a member? You'll get access to ad-free content, bonus episodes, and so much more. Follow the link in the show notes, sign up on Acast Plus, or visit our website, nothingisrealpod.com.